Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 12th. You'll be interested to know, 44 years ago, today in 1980, the United States space probe, Voyager 1, successfully reached the planet Saturn, marking a significant milestone in space exploration. This achievement allowed for the collection of invaluable data about Saturn's atmosphere, rings, and moons, greatly enhancing our understanding of the gas giant and its complex system. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 41 degrees with 20 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:24 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:33. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 51, but temperatures will dip to about 44 by the afternoon, accompanied by a brisk northwest wind gusting up to 30. Tonight, expect clear skies, a low of 31, and a continued northwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 7:30, with the low tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 54 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 46. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 31. Thursday brings mostly sunny conditions with a high near 44. A slight chance of snow arrives Thursday night with partly cloudy skies and a low around 32. On Friday, there is a slight chance of snow early, then a slight chance of rain, with mostly sunny skies and a high near 51. Friday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around... Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the annual tree for Boston comes from landowners in Antigonish County who have nurtured a spruce for 30 years. This year's tree, donated by Hugh and Liz Ryan from the Maddie Settlement, stands at 13.7 meters tall. The Ryans expressed, "We have watched this tree grow from a young sapling to its present height for the last 30 years. The cutting ceremony will occur on November 20th at 10:30 in the morning, featuring a smudging ceremony led by Trevor Gold of Pakenkak Mi'kmaq Nation. The tree will arrive in Boston on November 24th, ahead of the lighting ceremony on December 5th. Now on to sports. Last night, the Kings fell to the Flames 3-1 in Calgary. Trevor Moore scored the lone goal for LA, assisted by Anze Kopitar and Quinton Byfield. The Kings now stand at 9-5-3. Tomorrow night, they take on the Avalanche in Denver. The Lakers, with a 6-4 record, host the Memphis Grizzlies at Crypto.com Arena. Look for Anthony Davis, who averages 23.8 points, to lead the charge. The Grizzlies, currently 7-4, could see Ja Morant returning. With the Lakers holding a 61% chance to win, this matchup promises excitement. In local sports, the Celtics, with a record of 9-2, host the struggling Atlanta Hawks, who stand at 4-7 at TD Garden tonight. With Trae Young out for Atlanta, the Celtics are favored by 1.5 and are looking to extend their dominance in the series. Also tonight, the Bruins, holding a 7-7-2 record, face off against the Blues in St. Louis. Previously, the Bruins, led by David Pastrnak's 14 points, showcased a strong performance. They are favored by 1.5 as they aim to build on their recent successes. In top news, taking care of your teeth during the workday can be beneficial. While most of us have been taught to brush twice a day, dental hygienists suggest brushing after every meal for optimal oral health. Scientific studies indicate that brushing more frequently can reduce the risk of chronic health conditions. Plaque starts to recolonize within a few hours, making regular brushing essential. If brushing at work feels awkward, try swishing with water or chewing sugar-free gum to help clear food remnants. Just remember, do not floss at your desk, as it can be off-putting to colleagues. In business news, Dogecoin has emerged as a leader in the recent cryptocurrency rally, rising significantly as Elon Musk appears to influence Donald Trump's presidential transition. The Shiba Inu-themed cryptocurrency has soared 110% over the past week, reaching approximately 33 cents. Analysts noted that Dogecoin achieved a yearly high of $29 billion in trading volume last week. Other altcoins are also gaining traction, with Ether rising 41.6%, outperforming Bitcoin's 27% increase. Investors are increasingly seeking riskier assets, including decentralized finance tokens and infrastructure projects, amid expectations of a friendlier regulatory environment. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $88,700. Ethereum is just over $3,300. And Goetzius Maximus is about 83 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Ecosia and Quant, two European search engines, have announced a partnership to create a new search index aimed at reducing dependence on United States technology firms. This joint venture, named the European Search Perspective, will launch in France in the first quarter of 2025. Both companies will utilize the search index while also making it available to other independent search engines. The initiative is a response to increasing costs from Microsoft and aims to provide privacy-first search results. This move highlights Europe's desire for technological sovereignty and a shift towards developing its own infrastructure amid rising geopolitical concerns. And in entertainment news, Maria Bakalova, known for her role as Ivana Trump in The Apprentice, will star alongside Peter Mullen in the suspense thriller No Way Off. This film, presented by Altitude at the American Film Market in Las Vegas, is directed by Brian Kelly, famed for Downton Abbey, and features a script by Gabby Hull. Set on Christmas Eve, it follows Laura, a young mother at a bus stop with her infant son. When a driver in a latex Santa mask takes her off course, she must outsmart him to survive. Ryan Kelly expressed excitement, saying, "My dreams have come true." Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and satirist, Kurt Vonnegut. And he said, "Laughter and tears are both responses to frustration and exhaustion. I myself prefer to laugh, since there is less cleaning up to do afterward." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.